Welcome to another Ethical Corporation podcast with me, Toby Webb, and our contributing editor, Brendan May. We're podcasting from a hotel lobby, so apologies to listeners for any background noise. We're discussing Brendan's latest column in the November edition of Ethical Corporation, where Brendan has a look at the Marine Stewardship Council and criticisms of it. Now, Brendan, you used to be chief exec of the Marine Stewardship Council, so aren't you a bit biased in rejecting some of the criticisms that a couple of academics have laid at the door of the organisation recently?
Not really, and rereading my article, I think it was a fairly balanced account of the challenges that face the MSC, that face all certification organisations. But I was rather sympathetic to the MSC because all the arguments being levelled against it are the arguments that were levelled against it when it was founded in 1996. They were the arguments that were levelled against it when I was chief executive from 1999 to 2004. And it's sad, really, that the argument doesn't seem to have moved on in the minds of the detractors, whereas the organisation has made fantastic progress and become the benchmark for sustainable seafood that everybody is trying to attain.
Now, the critics of the MSC say that it hasn't moved on from where it was 10 years ago. As you say, perhaps these are old criticisms. But they also look at the fact that, in their view, the MSC is sort of picking the low-hanging fruit and not suspending certification where perhaps it might be needed. And generally speaking, I suppose it's not just up to the job. Substantively, how do you reject those accusations?
Well, they're not saying that the MSC is about low-hanging fruit. It's the opposite. They're saying that all kinds of stuff that's been certified shouldn't be certified. The reality is that no MSC-certified fishery has ever collapsed in the 15 years or so since its foundation. And it's not at all clear to me what these detractors would put in its place. I mean, nobody claims that certification is the only solution to global overfishing. Nobody claims that certification is a solution in its own right to all the world's problems. But these arguments that were levelled against MSC by scientists in Nature, that are regularly levelled against MSC by more extreme parts of the NGO community, are all very well. But the simple fact is that the MSC has had a huge impact on the global seafood industry by making seafood sustainability a board agenda item for every quarterly meeting of virtually every large seafood business in the world. And it's built that up progressively over the last 10 years or so. And respected though some of the scientists and their NGO allies may be, I'm not clear what any of them has ever done to actually save a fishery from collapse, and I'm not clear what their solution is other than attacking our best hope, which is to continue to encourage, through market incentives, fisheries to come into the process.
Is this then just another case of outside individuals, activists, academics, etc., criticising an organisation without putting up substantive solutions of their own?
Well, if you look at the scientists, for example, in the Nature piece, you know, to my knowledge, none of them has ever actually participated in a fishery assessment. Now, there have been many, many assessments of fisheries done since the MSC was formed, all of them by scientific panels, many of them subject to objections by conducted by equally distinguished scientific panels and peer reviewers. The process is extremely complicated. Some fishery certifications take years, not months. In fact, most of them take more than a year, and some of the complex ones have taken up to 5 years. And, you know, scientists sitting there criticizing something they haven't been a part of, in a sense, implies that all the scientists that have put their reputations and their name to these quite complex audits have somehow pulled their conclusions out of thin air, which I think is frankly insulting to all the people who are actually working day in, day out, not just in the MSC, but in the certification community and elsewhere, to decide whether or not fisheries meet the standard. Now, you can have all kinds of rows about, you know, is the standard set too high or too low? Most people in the fishing industry will say that the bar is too high. Most people in the kind of predominantly North American-dominated NGO and scientific community will say the bar is set too low. That's part of the job when you run any certification system, and in fact you're doing your job well if nobody's happy. If one group or the other is really pleased with the standard is probably set at the wrong level. But Sidney Holt, very, very distinguished, albeit retired fisheries academic, has not, to my knowledge, been active in this debate for many, many years. Daniel Pauly, who is portrayed by some as having in some way supported the MSC and left it. I don't know when he supported it, but he didn't support it by the time I got to the MSC in 1998. So it's not as though there's a huge story that somebody who once loved the organisation has fallen out with it. This stuff is very, very difficult. These decisions are extremely difficult, but they are the best system that we have to decide whether fisheries are sustainable in the long term or not. And as I say, not one that has been given the MSC stamp of approval after lengthy processes, not one has collapsed.
Is it the case, as with other corporate sustainability membership organisations, that certification or the companies that are involved are predominantly Western firms, and that there's a big gap between them and the emerging market companies?
I think there's something of a gap, although from what I have followed from a distance of MSC over the last 6 years, more and more developing and emerging markets have become engaged in the process, which is very, very positive. That was not the case in its early years, and you wouldn't have expected it to be the case. Don't forget as well that all commodities these days are traded globally. So you're as likely to see an MSC fish landing up in Asia or being caught in Asia as you are in Europe, as you are in the US. But I think that, as well, it's wrong to characterize the MSC as a corporate membership scheme. There's a fundamental thing to understand, which a lot of the MSC's detractors don't understand. The MSC isn't making these decisions. The MSC is not deciding that a fishery is sustainable. The MSC is the guardian of the standard, but is not the auditor. And some people at this point will trail off and fall asleep. But it's fundamentally important that when people are saying the MSC should not certify this, that, or the other, they're picking the wrong target. They're more than entitled to criticise the level of the standard. But these audits are being done very, very rigorously by third parties and then peer-reviewed by other scientists. So I reject the idea, as is put about by some, that companies, you know, sort of pay money and get certified. Companies don't get certified, and there is no mechanism through which any company can make any financial contribution that would help them get certified. They pay the certifier, not the MSC.
In terms of emerging issues, then, for the MSC, I've heard discussion that Antarctic krill is the next big fisheries topic on the menu, so to speak. What's going on there, and what do you expect to see happen over the next couple of years?
Well, these are difficult issues. The MSC, I believe, has presided over the certification of part of the Antarctic krill fishery. They're not the only NGO to give the nod, if you like, to Antarctic krill. WWF Norway has done the same. There is always a challenge where you certify part of a stock, and I had this exact problem with the South Georgia toothfish when I was chief executive of the MSC, where part of the toothfish stock was certified, whereas a large proportion of the stock was sort of unregulated and poorly managed. That's not particularly new. I think the future challenge for organisations like MSC and all certification bodies is to move to complete product life cycles. So it's nice having sustainable seafood, but what about the packaging that it's in? What about the transport of getting sustainable fish from far-flung corners of the earth so that we in Britain or in the US can consume sustainable fish on the basis that there's no sustainable fish in our own waters? These are valid issues, and I think all certification systems need to be thinking about evolving to reflect the broader environmental footprint of the products that they're certifying. But that is an issue that retailers and NGOs and organisations like MSC must grapple with, and I'm sure are grappling with. But it doesn't undermine the fundamental scientific principles of an organisation which has done more than any other to make sustainable seafood one of the mainstream topics on the corporate responsibility agenda. And it's a topic that has to stay there because it is the primary source of protein for 1 billion people in the world. And we cannot afford to let the MSC fail, because all its detractors in doing that will have achieved absolutely nothing.
Brendan, thank you very much. Now, listeners, if you want to read Brendan's online column that's from the November edition of Ethical Corporation, you can do that by going to ethicalcorp.com and having a look at the opinion section. So thanks very much, and do check back to the website or check us out on iTunes for more podcasts.